It turned to a totally different aspect of life at sea that was taken very seriously, both in years gone by and to the present day. Firstly, the types of food allowed in the boats. To give an example of what I mean, I know of a skipper who wouldn't allow butter, bacon, ham, or milk on board, only water and dry baked bread. Now, thank God that has changed nowadays, but does anyone still have any reservations about certain foods?
As is well known, fishermen are easily the most superstitious people alive, and while some superstitions still live on the smaller boats, they appear to have been forgotten about in the large ships. For instance, having a red-haired woman on board, whistling on board, mentioning the boy where pork comes from, turning back to the shore or pier after setting out, the correct way to launch a boat lying on the beach, lifting and carrying a dead body on the boat.
During both world wars, there was a lucrative business conducted along our coastline in gathering items washed up on the beach and rocks. For instance, a large log or a piece of timber was called a naderal in some places. And to demonstrate how some seafarers were a wee bit liberal with the truth, there was a man in Mullinhead who told of finding a naderal that was so heavy he was sinking to his nose in the rocks as he walked ashore. Furthermore, just like on land, there are many unexplainable and unusual happenings that occur at sea. For instance, one is the Mullinhead Bore, spelt Bore. And we've spoken to men who have experienced it, where they were lifted on a heave of a tide and carried from northwest to Mullinhead, almost to Greencastle Light. And we'd be well interested to hear of any other unusual occurrences experienced.
Be it true or not, it is said that some fishermen aren't well known for telling the truth. It would be great to hear some of the more outlandish stories that have gained notoriety over the years. Also, during this radio series, we had a special programme on smuggling, but it would be impossible not to bring this subject up again in the Mobile Greencastle areas, or even stretching as far as Carramina or Kennigo. Some people have suggested that when it came to various methods of smuggling, that these areas weren't behind the bedposts. Hopefully somebody will own up to having a vague knowledge of this ancient pastime. So don't worry, we'll get you a lawyer somewhere.